You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Music is both big business and beloved by many, and for years now, a lot of time, energy, and sophisticated technology has been devoted to figuring out what we music listeners want to hear. But while big data may be serving our playlists, it's played a much smaller role in the lives and the livelihoods of the actual musicians. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports on why that is and how it's changing.
Maybe you're into Mongolian throat singing. It's not hard to find, and services like Spotify and Pandora can figure out that you like it and help you discover more of it. And they do this using algorithms and big data. It's great for you in Spotify and Pandora. Musicians, though, when it comes to data, they're often in the dark. I'm just saying that it's not a lie. Kevin Devine is a musician who's thought a lot about what music distributors know and musicians don't.
Here are the countries where your music is being streamed most. Here are the cities. Here is the age breakdown. Here's the gender breakdown. Here is five other artists that your listeners are also streaming.
Devine says musicians desperately need this information because basically the old landscape of music distribution has exploded.
There's so much noise, so much clutter, so much streaming at all times.
Jeppe Farfelt is co-founder of a startup called Linkfire. He says someone in Brazil may stream music with Claro Musica, someone in France uses Deezer, people in the US have a ton of different options.
The fragmentation has opened up the need for more information.
Startups like his are beginning to offer it. Linkfire tracks how users are listening to or buying specific music so musicians can figure out how to connect to them. More established companies like Pandora are also now investing heavily in data products for musicians. Sarah Clemens is chief strategy officer at Pandora.
Being able to understand exactly where their fans are and then knowing that those might be the places that they would tour to and where they would have big audiences in each city is really powerful information for a working musician.
Pandora lets musicians target fans and send them audio messages to promote tours, for example. It also bought Next Big Sound, which keeps tabs on likes and comments and shares on Tumblr and Instagram and Facebook. Kiran Gandhi is a musician who plays under the name Madam Gandhi. And she says the more data, the better.
Being able to say, show things like, this is the moment at which the listener stopped listening to your song and skipped forward. Or, this is the moment at which the user increased the volume of your song.
It's a world that will probably be real soon, as streaming services look for new ways to make money from their endless spools of data, and musicians find new ways to use it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Now, Sabri is the co-host of the podcast Actuality. It's a joint venture between Marketplace and Quartz, the business news magazine from The Atlantic. And Sabri joins us now. Hi, Sabri.
Hi, Molly.
So season two of the podcast launches today, and I understand that the first episode is all about music and algorithms and big data. What can we look forward to hearing, Sabri?
Yeah, me and my co-host Tim Fernholz, we sort of take a in-depth look at some slice of the global economy each episode. And this season, we're looking at things that people said or thought never could be done. And the first thing we're looking at is actually the outsourcing of culture to robots, to machines. So if you think about it, you know, algorithms on Facebook show us political posts that things we'll like. Amazon recommends books. And we are looking specifically at music. So when algorithms, you know, are determining how tens of millions of people experience music, what does that mean for our culture? And by the way, future episodes, we will be looking at space internet and going inside a nuclear fusion reactor.
And future episodes, I would like to do that too. If you would like to subscribe to Actuality, like I do, you can find it on iTunes or anywhere you like to podcast. Thanks a lot, Sabri.
Thanks, Molly.